Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 13th day of June. Today we're reading John 11:45 to 57 and John 12:1-8, and reading the easy to read version. There were many Jews who came to visit Mary. When they saw what Jesus did, many of them believed in him, but some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus did. Then the leading priests and Pharisees called a meeting of the high council. They said, "What should we do? This man is doing many miraculous signs. If we let him continue doing these things, everyone will believe in him. Then the Romans will come and take away our temple and our nation." One of the men there was Caiaphas. He was the high priest that year. He said, "You people know nothing. It is better for one man to die for the people than for the whole nation to be destroyed. But you don't realize this." Caiaphas did not think of this himself. As that year's high priest, he was really prophesying that Jesus would die for the Jewish people. Yes, he would die for the Jewish people, but he would also die for God's other children, scattered all over the world. He would die to bring them all together and make them one people. That day, the Jewish leaders began planning to kill Jesus, so Jesus stopped traveling around openly among the Jews. He went away to a town called Ephraim, in an area near the desert. He stayed there with his followers. It was almost time for the Jewish Passover festival. Many people from the country went to Jerusalem before the Passover. They went to do the special things to make themselves pure for the festival. The people looked for Jesus. They stood in the temple area and asked each other, "Is he coming to the festival? What do you think?" But the leading priests and the Pharisees had given a special order about Jesus. They said that anyone who knew where he was must tell them so that they could arrest him. 6 days before the Passover festival, Jesus went to Bethany. That is where Lazarus lived, the man Jesus raised from death. There they had a dinner for Jesus. Martha served the food, and Lazarus was one of the people eating with Jesus. Mary brought in a pint of expensive perfume made of pure nard. She poured the perfume on Jesus' feet. Then she wiped his feet with her hair, and the sweet smell from the perfume filled the whole house. Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' followers, was there, the one who would later hand Jesus over to his enemies. Judas said that perfume was worth a full year's pay. It should have been sold, and the money should have been given to the poor people. But Judas did not really care about the poor. He said this because he was a thief. He was the one who kept the money bag for the group of followers, and he often stole money from the bag. Jesus answered, "Don't stop her. It was right for her to save this perfume for today. The day for me to be prepared for burial. You will always have those who are poor with you, but you will not always have me." Let's pray that we will thank Jesus for all of his teachings. Dear Jesus, thank you for all the teachings that you've given us to read and learn about and to study. Help us to continue reading and listening to them. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.